Test 77, section 2, sorry, section 3, question 20. And here we're looking for what will make the argument perfect. So what we have is Selena claims to have psychic powers. So she claims she has psychic powers. So if we find out whether Selena's claim is true, we will thereby determine whether it's possible to have psychic powers. Now here we have a big jump. So we have Selena claims to have psychic powers. Okay, so she claims she has them. So if we find out whether her claim is true, we'll determine whether it's possible to have psychic powers. Now, this is an interesting question because it is partially true in that if Selena does in fact have psychic powers, then we could determine whether it's possible. But if Selena doesn't have psychic powers, that wouldn't prove that it's not possible. It would just prove that Selena doesn't have psychic powers. And so that's where our gap comes in here, is that the argument would only be, so basically that the test would only be conclusive if we have a positive result, in that if she is psychic, then we could say, yeah, it's possible for people to do it. But if she's not, it doesn't tell us it's impossible. And so that's our gap. So we've got to fill that in perfectly and say, if she doesn't have it, then it's not possible. A, no one else has yet been found to have psychic powers. Well, that would be helpful, but still not conclusive. It wouldn't say that it's not possible just because no one has. If it is possible to have psychic powers, then Selena has them. So this looks good because it says if it's possible, she has them. And really our contrapositive is going to say if she doesn't have them, it's not possible. And that would give us the complete perfection of this argument in that then if her claim is true, we know it is possible. And if her claim is false and she doesn't have them, then it would be impossible. B would make the argument perfect. I would take it and go, but let's talk about the others. It is possible to determine whether she has psychic powers. Well, that won't make it the argument perfect. It's saying if we find out whether her claim is true, we don't have to assume that we can. We just have to assume what would happen if we did. Then D, if Selena's claim turns out to be false, we will not know whether it's possible to have psychic powers. That's the problem with the argument. That accurately describes the problem, but it doesn't make the argument perfect. We will not be able to determine whether it is possible to have psychic powers unless we find out whether Selena's claim is true. Well, that's really what the argument is already saying, and so that won't make it perfect because it won't tell us whether or not it's possible in the absence of her being able to do it. And so, therefore, B is our correct response.